started off, Coach, leading into this weekend series against Stephen F. Austin, and then we'll throw it to questions after that.
Yeah, I thought, you know, going back to last weekend, there was, you know, certainly some things that we were pleased after Sunday, and obviously, like anything, there's some areas of improvement. I thought that on the offensive end, we got exposed a little bit with the fastball away. That's some things we've been working on this week, and I thought, you know, that's one reason I like playing good competition early. You're able to go and correct those weaknesses as you move through the season before you hit that SEC. So I think that you could see after 1 week, our bullpen's really deep defensively. Got a chance to be a really good defensive team, and offensively, real encouraged where we're at. I think we just got to work on some weaknesses of what happened last weekend and continue to get better in that area.
Questions for Coach, please.
Coach, I wondered how bummed, I guess, Spencer was last Friday, you know, pitching the way he was.
Yeah, you know, I think it was kind of twofold. One, obviously disappointed, you know, that it was just a three-inning outing, but at the same time, I think we were all pretty encouraged the way he threw the ball. I mean, he really got in a good rhythm, particularly that third inning. He was velocity was up to 96 miles an hour and really was unhittable, you know, for three innings there. So I think you got to take the positive away from that and you know, get into this week. And obviously on Friday night, you're going to get that guy normally seven innings each time out. So, you know, that's got a chance to get you off to a pretty good start each weekend.
And will you ramp up from 70? I know you said 75 pitches last week.
Yeah, and he finished, you know, in the bullpen or indoors after the rain delay, so he got up to 80 pitches last week. So we'll keep him right in that, you know, 80, 85 range probably this week. But, you know, with that, if he's strong and sharp, we feel like that can possibly take us through seven innings this week.
You were disappointed in the hitting the first night. Come together better the way you thought?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought overall there was a lot to take out of the weekend, I think, you know, from us from a standpoint of things we need to correct. I thought that they really pitched us the same way for 3 days, and give them credit. They commanded the strike zone and threw the ball away, and that's really been our focus this week, getting back to, you know, handling that ball in the outer third and going back to it. I think this can be a really physical offense that can really put up big numbers. It's just a matter of us being disciplined and staying with our approach, and I thought that was kind of what we got out of the three games.
Any guys you can identify people stood out maybe more?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought there was some solid approaches all the way. I thought, you know, Mikey White been more, and there were some guys that had good games and some good, you know, good plate appearances, but overall there was only, you know, three or four guys I thought that had a solid approach, you know, throughout the weekend. And then, you know, there was more so on the other end that kind of got away from what we wanted to do.
How much does a guy like Mikey White just improve from last season to this season? I mean, he's off to a really good start after this opening weekend.
Yeah, you know, for starters, Mike's a really good player. I mean, he's very talented, but I think as much as anything, he's very driven. He's on a mission to not just be a good player, but be a great player. He prepares that way each day, and then it shows up in the game. And that's how you have great plate appearances. That's how you make great defensive plays. But as much as that, he means that much to the team of just the way his leadership and the things that he brings to our program.
How does he handle just, I mean, he's got a lot of just accolades and honors. I mean, how does he handle that being such a young player?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it is he's on a mission to be great. And it really doesn't, I don't think the accolades mean that much to him. It's nice that you get them and you're being recognized. But I think there's something bigger out there for him, and that's to be the best player that he can be, and he prepares that way.
Is it odd to have three guys lead off for you and different guys lead off for you in the opening series and not have that set in stone?
Yeah, you know, we had, as I said, you know, we had a couple guys that had tough weekends, and obviously we'll go back to some of those guys as well, but I thought, you know, Hunter Webb came in and did a good job in that leadoff spot, and that's the one thing we're kind of searching for with our lineup is a true leadoff hitter. I feel like, you know, 1 through 9, we can be a pretty physical offense, but we need that table setter up top that will kind of grind for us and do some dirty work to get on base and to really ignite the offense.
And you think Hunter's got a future there?
He certainly has. You know, he's the best runner on our team, and I think there's still others. He's one of them. You know, we didn't use a whole lot of the bench. You know, there's still four or five guys over there that obviously we want to get at bats to and give those guys opportunities as well. But, you know, right now we felt like Ryan Blanchard and Webb were two guys that could set the table for us. And obviously that's something, you know, we want to see improved this weekend.
How's Mike doing?
Ossipak, we'll know more today. He threw a little bit on Monday, and we'll visit that again today.
Same three pitchers starting?
Yeah, right now we'll go Spitzer, of course, on Friday, and Camp Lane Saturday, and Ray on Sunday. And Ray's a guy, we're doing some things with him this week in the pen, got to clean up some things and get him going up. So he needs to be a factor on this staff. And we knew going in, he's kind of struggled the last couple weeks in scrimmages and things. So really want to see him start to get down the right road here this weekend.
Anything else for Coach? All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.